Hey everybody, welcome to Artist Soapbox. Artist Soapbox is a podcast featuring Triangle Area artists talking about their work, their plans, their manifestos. I am your host, Tamara Kassane. In April 2020, Artist Soapbox released our second full-length scripted audio drama, The New Colossus. Today, in July of 2020, I'm excited to bring you the second of two episodes that feature short interviews with the cast of TNC. Make sure you go back and listen to the previous episode as well so you can hear from everyone. The previous episode featured the actors who play characters in the younger generation. This episode features, well, I could say the grown-ups, which wouldn't be totally accurate because everyone in this play is pretty lacking in maturity. I could say the older generation, which is my generation, by the way, but that doesn't seem right either because they're all so vibrant and youthful. I have worked with all four of these actors regularly over the last many years, and they all have my heart. In any case, in this episode, you'll hear from Michael Foley, Susanna Huff, John Jimerson, and Edith Snow, interviewed by Kaylee Morrison and Barbette Hunter during our recording days in November of 2019. So these are short snippets. Each actor had only a few minutes between their calls to pop over and answer a few of Kaylee's questions. So bless the cast for their ability to switch focus so gracefully. You'll hear some of them talk about the acting they were doing right before, and woo, they were working hard. Big thanks to Kaylee and Barbette, and to Trailblazer Studios, where we recorded The New Colossus. If you've already listened to the TNC audio drama, then you already know how talented our actors are. And as you'll hear in this episode, they're also lovely, thoughtful, and generous people. I miss them so much. In this episode, you'll hear a range of topics, including them talking about their characters in The New Colossus, what it's like to record an audio drama, the difference between acting in audio and acting on stage, why people should listen to The New Colossus, their favorite moments, and more. Warning, there are a few spoiler alerts here if you haven't finished all six episodes. First, this.
Get racks and roses with my hands on your thighs. Conmigo, with me, go avec moi. If you've lost your way, I'll like you to eat. Conmigo, with me, go avec moi. The devil knows I've earned this. Los murciélagos, I yearn for this. Revel in this diamond dust, to go blind in a cloud of lust. Conmigo, with me, go avec moi.
The amazing music you just heard was written, recorded, and performed by Edith Snow. You'll hear it featured in episode 4. Edith played the character Irina in The New Colossus and wrote the song for her character to perform. The multi-talented Edith Snow also sound designed our very first audio drama, Master Builder. I am so grateful to her. Please see the links in the show notes to Edith's website, to Master Builder, which also featured Susanna Huff, and to all of the cast bios. Please hire them. They are amazing. As I said in the previous episode, it has been strange and difficult to podcast during a pandemic, and it has also been such a comfort for me to listen to these artists' voices, to the immersive and moving story they tell through The New Colossus, and to hear the buoyancy in their voices, the buoyancy that we were feeling in pre-COVID times when we were able to rehearse together in the same room and laugh and sing and hug and make audio theater. As of this release, The New Colossus has been listened to in 20 countries and 30 U.S. states. You can also listen to the six 20-minute episodes via the website, thenewcolossuspodcast.com, and via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the usual podcast platforms. If you would like to hear more about The New Colossus and audio drama in general, our wonderful executive producer, Aurelia Belfield, and I will be co-leading an online session as part of the Women's Theater Festival on July 29th at 11 a.m. See the link in the show notes. Big special thanks to our incredible TNC production team, to Trailblazer Studios, to the patrons of Artist Soapbox on Patreon, and to Man Bites Dog Theater Foundation and the Mary Duke Biddle Foundation for their support. Stay safe, friends, be well, and enjoy this episode.
Hi, what's your name?
I am Michael Ofalu, although I use a stage name of Michael Foley. I'm playing Sorin in this production.
What has been your favorite part of recording?
It's just been a lot of fun to hear everybody else bringing so much enthusiasm and life to their characters that it's just fun to listen to everybody else do it.
Why are you interested in audio drama?
Well, I guess when I was a kid, I grew up in Ireland and there wasn't any television and we listened to a lot of radio. And there used to be radio dramas on the radio that I really liked as a kid. So I've always thought that it's a neat medium.
Why should people listen to The New Colossus audio drama?
Because it's a good play. It's an update of Chekhov. It's interesting. And there are a lot of talented people doing it.
Hi, what's your name?
Susanna Huff.
And who do you play in The New Colossus?
I play Polly, Paulina.
So far, what has been your favorite part about recording?
I think actually just being with everybody in the booth together in a circle, like we're finally ready to perform because the rehearsals feel, I don't know, it's just different from rehearsal. Rehearsals can be a little more isolating. And so I just like being on my feet in the booth with everybody and the camaraderie.
And how would you say that audio work differs from on-stage work?
Oh, it's very different because you don't have the visual, right? So you have to kind of, as the listener, you have to create it in your mind. Like you kind of like create your own little play or movie in your brain, visually what you're hearing. But as a performer, it's a lot different because that part of your performance is not available to you. And so you realize everything has to be bigger. You know, and you might feel foolish. You might feel like, oh, that's too much, or oh, I, you know, that's too over the top. But actually, it isn't. And one thing I have found in recording these things is that if you really do go back and listen to the rehearsals, that you can bore yourself silly with your own performance. That for me, that's what happened. I would play back the rehearsal and go, oh my goodness, this is so boring. And you have to remember that, you know, that, and so it's actually quite helpful. Close your eyes and listen and realize that you can bring so much more to life.
What do you think the play is about?
I think the play is about people who wish they could follow their dreams, but either don't have the courage to, or circumstances are holding them back. It's about unfulfilled love. It's about how cruel we can be to one another. But I think mostly it's about our human desire to be fulfilled in love, in our work, in our full whole lives. And are we holding ourselves back? Are others holding us back?
Please tell us your name.
My name is John Jimerson.
Cool. And tell us about your character.
Well, I play Trig O'Ryan. He is a famous author, and he is brought into this community by his lover, Irina. And so he's new to the community of characters that is in the audio drama at the top of the play or at the top of the drama. And he ends up seducing one of the women in the community. And so that ends up creating some impact. And I guess she kind of seduces him too. But it's, as these things go, it's complicated.
Always.
It's well written in its ambiguities.
tell us about your experience doing this, you know, radio drama, play drama, challenges, successes. Yeah. What was your experience?
You know, the thing that has stayed with me is I'm such a respecter of other actors. And really, one of the things that I've been doing for the maybe the last couple of years is I've been doing spokesperson work. So you're sort of standing and staring at a camera and saying things. And I forget how talented and willing to bring subtle, true things to life that actors in this area are. And so really my experience, specifically last weekend when we taped on Saturday, was humility. I was there were several times that people did things and I just sort of sat in awe. So it's been a real treat is the wrong word. It's been sort of a deep, juicy, good gift to get to work on it. I also just finished a scene where I get off to reading my own reviews, and to get to do that and to try to communicate that only through sound. It was a lot of fun.
Hi, what's your name?
Edith Snow.
And what character are you playing?
I'm playing Irina.
Do you feel like you've learned anything through this process? And if so, what?
Well, you know, I'm solidly middle-aged at this point, and I feel like I'm pretty seasoned in the processes of theatrical productions, audio productions, and such. But I'm often reminded of things. So in this process, I definitely felt like I was reminded that doing a show like this, where there's so much emotion that's just heavy and blatant and enormous. I mean, we're putting a lot, especially in audio work. You put so much into your voice so people can hear the emotional roller coaster happening. And what I've remembered is that it's just so healing because you are processing your emotions on stage, on the mic, in the booth. And when you do that in a show, you're actually doing it for yourself personally. So I guess I always kind of knew that on a level, but today we just had a session and I had to be very sad and cry, and I felt really good afterwards. So yay, the theater heals.
What are you hoping for from the finished product?
Well, what I hope for typically in any finished product of a piece of art is that it will inspire more art. And if I'm lucky, I get to be a part of something that it inspires. Or maybe it will inspire something in me and my peers. I think finished product of theater, audio drama, film, a visual piece of art, if it inspires more art, then that's it. I hope that it inspires more art.
What's been your favorite part of the process so far?
Definitely the collaboration with the other actors, with the people who are helping run the rehearsals. Rehearsal is always my favorite part of the process because that's when you make discoveries about your character. And you also really get to bond with other performers who you relate to because they are in this profession. And we're all trying to make something that we feel good about.
Thanks so much for listening. For more information, please see the show notes and artistsoapbox.org. You can also listen to the 6 episodes of our new scripted audio fiction piece, The New Colossus, at thenewcolossuspodcast.com. Thanks so much.